YouTube from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. YouTube is a video sharing website on which users can upload and share videos. Three former PayPal employees created YouTube in February 2005. In November 2006, YouTube LLC was bought by Google Inc. for $1.65 billion and is now operated as a subsidiary of Google. The company is based in San Bruno, California, and uses Adobe Flash video technology to display a wide variety of user-generated video content, including movie clips, TV clips, and music videos, as well as amateur content such as video blogging and short original videos. Most of the content on YouTube has been uploaded by individuals, although media corporations including CBS, the BBC, UMG, and other organizations offer some of their material via the site as part of the YouTube Partnership Program. Unregistered users can watch the videos, while registered users are permitted to upload an unlimited number of videos. Videos that are considered to contain potentially offensive content are available only to registered users above the age of 18. The uploading of videos containing defamation, pornography, copyright violations, and material encouraging criminal conduct is prohibited by YouTube's terms of service. Accounts of registered users are called channels. Section 1, Company History. See also the main article, History of YouTube. YouTube was founded by Chad Hurley, Steve Chen, and Yawid Karim, who were all early employees of PayPal. Hurley studied design at Indiana University of Pennsylvania, while Chen and Karim studied computer science together at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. According to a story that has often been repeated in the media, Chad Hurley and Steve Chen developed the idea for YouTube during the early months of 2005 after they had experienced difficulty sharing videos that had been shot at a dinner party at Chen's apartment in San Francisco. Yawid Karim did not attend the party and denied that it had occurred, and Chad Hurley commented that the idea that YouTube was founded after a dinner party, quote, was probably very strengthened by marketing ideas around creating a story that was very digestible, unquote. YouTube began as a venture-funded technology startup, primarily from a $11.5 million investment by Sequoia Capital between November 2005 and April 2006. YouTube's early headquarters were situated above a pizzeria and Japanese restaurant in San Mateo, California. The domain name www.youtube.com was activated on February 15, 2005, and the website was developed over the subsequent months. The first YouTube video was entitled Me at the Zoo and shows founder Yawid Karim at the San Diego Zoo. The video was uploaded on April 23, 2005 and still can be viewed on the site. YouTube offered the public a beta test of the site in May 2005, 6 months before the official launch in November 2005. The site grew rapidly, and in July 2006, the company announced that more than 65,000 new videos were being uploaded every day, and that the site was receiving 100 million video views per day. According to data published by market research company Comscore, YouTube is the dominant provider of online video in the United States, with a market share of around 43%, and more than 6 billion videos viewed in January 2009. It is estimated that 20 hours of new videos are uploaded to the site every minute, and that around 3/4 of the material comes from outside the United States. It is also estimated that in 2007, YouTube consumed as much bandwidth as the entire internet in 2000. In March 2008, YouTube's bandwidth costs were estimated at approximately $1 million a day. Alexa ranks YouTube as the third most visited website on the internet behind Yahoo and Google. The choice of the domain name www.youtube.com led to problems for a similarly named website, www.youtube.com. The owner of the site, Universal Tube and Rollform Equipment, filed a lawsuit against YouTube in November 2006 after being overloaded on a regular basis by people looking for YouTube. Universal Tube has since changed the name of its website to www.youtubeonline.com. In October 2006, Google Inc. announced that it had acquired YouTube for $1.65 billion in Google stock, and the deal was finalized on November 13, 2006. Google does not provide detailed figures for YouTube's running costs, and YouTube's revenues in 2007 were noted as not material in a regulatory filing. In 2008, a Forbes magazine article projected the 2008 revenue at $200 million, noting progress in advertising sales. In November 2008, YouTube reached an agreement with MGM, Lionsgate Entertainment, and CBS, which will allow the companies to post full-length films and television shows on the site, accompanied by advertisements. The move is intended to create competition with websites such as Hulu, which features material from NBC, Fox, and Disney. Section 2, Social Impact. See also the main article, Social Impact of YouTube. Before the launch of YouTube in 2005, there were few simple methods available for ordinary computer users who wanted to post videos online. With its easy-to-use interface, YouTube made it possible for anyone with an internet connection to post a video that millions of people could watch within a few minutes. The wide range of topics covered by YouTube has turned video sharing into one of the most important parts of internet culture. An early example of the social impact of YouTube was the success of the Bus Uncle video in 2006. It shows a heated conversation between a youth and an older man on a bus in Hong Kong, and was discussed widely in the mainstream media. Another YouTube video to receive extensive coverage is Guitar, which features a performance of Pachelbel's Canon on an electric guitar. The name of the performer is not given in the video, and after it received millions of views, the New York Times revealed the identity of the guitarist as Jung Hyun Lim, a 23-year-old from South Korea who recorded the track in his bedroom. YouTube was awarded a 2008 George Foster Peabody Award and cited for being, quote, a speaker's corner that both embodies and promotes democracy, unquote. Section 3, Criticism. See also the main article, Criticism of YouTube. Section 3.1, Copyrighted Material. YouTube has been criticized for failing to ensure that its videos respect the law of copyright. At the time of uploading a video, YouTube users are always shown a screen with the following message, quote, do not upload any TV shows, music videos, music concerts, or commercials without permission unless they consist entirely of content you created yourself. The copyright tips page and the community guidelines can help you determine whether your video infringes someone else's copyright, unquote. Despite this advice, there are still many unauthorized clips from television shows, films, and music videos on YouTube. YouTube does not view videos before they are posted online, and it is left to copyright holders to issue a takedown notice under the terms of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. Organizations including Viacom and the English Premier League have filed lawsuits against YouTube, claiming that it has done too little to prevent the uploading of copyrighted material. Viacom, demanding $1 billion in damages, said that it had found more than 150,000 unauthorized clips of its material on YouTube that had been viewed, quote, an astounding 1.5 billion times, unquote. YouTube responded by stating that it, quote, goes far beyond its legal obligations in assisting content owners to protect their works, unquote. Since Viacom filed its lawsuit, YouTube has introduced a system called Video ID, which checks uploaded videos against a database of copyrighted content with the aim of reducing violations. In August 2008, a U.S. court ruled that copyright holders cannot order the removal of an online file without first determining whether the posting reflected fair use of the material. The case involved Stephanie Lenz from Gallatin, Pennsylvania, who made a home video of her 13-month son dancing to Prince's song Let's Go Crazy and posted the 29-second video on YouTube. Section 3.2, Privacy. In July 2008, Viacom won a court ruling requiring YouTube to hand over data detailing the viewing habits of every user who has watched videos on the site. The move led to concerns that the viewing habits of individual users could be identified through a combination of their IP addresses and login names. The decision was criticized by the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which called the court ruling, quote, a setback to privacy rights, unquote. U.S. District Judge Lewis Stanton dismissed the privacy concerns as speculative and ordered YouTube to hand over documents totaling around 12 terabytes of data. Judge Stanton rejected Viacom's request for YouTube to hand over the source code of its search engine system, saying that there was no evidence that YouTube treated videos infringing copyright differently. Section 3.3, Inappropriate Content. YouTube has always faced criticism over the offensive content in some of its videos. Although YouTube's terms of service forbid the uploading of material likely to be considered inappropriate, YouTube does not check every video before it goes online. Controversial areas for videos have included Holocaust denial and the Hillsborough disaster, in which 96 football fans from Liverpool were crushed to death in 1989, conspiracy theories, and religion. YouTube relies on its users to flag the content of videos as inappropriate, and a YouTube employee will view a flagged video to determine whether it violates the site's terms of service. In July 2008, the Culture and Media Committee of the House of Commons of the United Kingdom stated that it was unimpressed with YouTube's system for policing its videos, and argued that, quote, proactive review of content should be standard practice for sites hosting user-generated content, unquote. YouTube responded by saying, quote, we have strict rules on what is allowed, and a system that enables anyone who sees inappropriate content to report it to our 24/7 review team and have it dealt with promptly. We educate our community on the rules and include a direct link from every YouTube page to make this process as easy as possible for our users. Given the volume of content uploaded on our site, we think this is by far the most effective way to make sure that the tiny minority of videos that break the rules come down quickly, unquote. Section 4, Blocking. See also the main article, Blocking of YouTube. Several countries have blocked access to YouTube since its inception, including China, Morocco, and Thailand. YouTube is currently blocked in Turkey after controversy over videos deemed insulting to Mustafa Kemal Atatürk. Despite the block, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan admitted to journalists that he could access YouTube since the site is still available in Turkey by using an open proxy. On December 3, 2006, Iran temporarily blocked access to YouTube, along with several other sites, after declaring them as violating social and moral codes of conduct. The YouTube block came after a video was posted online that appeared to show an Iranian soap opera star having sex. The block was later lifted and then reinstated after Iran's 2009 presidential election. On February 23, 2008, Pakistan blocked YouTube due to offensive material towards the Islamic faith, including display of the Danish cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. This led to a near-global blackout of the YouTube site for around 2 hours, as the Pakistani block was inadvertently transferred to other countries. Pakistan lifted its block on February 26, 2008. Many Pakistanis circumvented the 3-day block by using virtual private network software. Schools in some countries have blocked access to YouTube due to students uploading videos of bullying behavior, school fights, racist behavior, and other inappropriate content. Section 5, Technology. Section 5.1, Video Format. YouTube's video playback technology for web users is based on the Adobe Flash Player. This allows the site to display videos with quality comparable to more established video playback technologies, such as Windows Media Player, QuickTime, and RealPlayer, that generally require the user to download and install a web browser plugin to view video content. Viewing Flash video also requires a plugin, but market research from Adobe Systems has found that its Flash plugin is installed on over 95% of personal computers. Videos uploaded to YouTube are limited to 10 minutes in length and a file size of 2 gigabytes. When YouTube was launched in 2005, it was possible for any user to upload videos longer than 10 minutes, but YouTube's help section now states, quote, "You can no longer upload videos longer than 10 minutes, regardless of what type of account you have. Users who had previously been allowed to upload longer content still retain this ability, so you may occasionally see videos that are longer than 10 minutes." Unquote. The 10-minute limit was introduced in March 2006, after YouTube found that the majority of videos exceeding this length were unauthorized uploads of television shows and films. YouTube accepts videos uploaded in most formats, including WMV, AVI, MKV, MOV, MPEG, MPEG-4, DIVX, FLV, and OGG. It also supports 3GP, allowing videos to be uploaded directly from a mobile phone. Section 5.2, Video Quality. YouTube originally offered videos in only one format, but now it has 3 main formats, as well as a mobile format for viewing on mobile phones. The original format, now labeled Standard Quality, displays videos at a resolution of 320 by 240 pixels using the Sorenson Spark codec with mono MP3 audio. This was, at the time, the standard for streaming online videos. High-quality videos, introduced in March 2008, are shown at up to 864 by 480 pixels with stereo AAC sound. This format offers a significant improvement over standard quality. In November 2008, 720p HD support was added. At the same time, the YouTube player was changed from a 4:3 aspect ratio to a widescreen 16:9. 720p videos are shown at 1028 by 720 pixels resolution and encoded with the H.264 video codec. They also feature stereo audio encoded with AAC. Section 5.3, 3D videos and viewing. In a video posted on July 21, 2009, YouTube software engineer Peter Bradshaw announced that YouTube users can now upload 3D videos. After each 3D video is uploaded and processed, users have several choices on how to view the video. For users without 3D glasses, they have the option to watch the video cross-eyed, parallel, mirror split, and left and right image only. Users who have 3D glasses simply have to choose what color pairing they have on their glasses in order to view the video in 3D. Neither GeForce 3D Vision nor polarized 3D viewing are currently supported. Section 6, Content Accessibility. One of the key features of YouTube is the ability of users to view its videos on web pages outside the site. Each YouTube video is accompanied by a piece of HTML, which can be used to embed it on a page outside the YouTube website. This functionality is often used to embed YouTube videos in social networking pages and blogs. Some mobile phones are capable of accessing YouTube videos, dependent on the provider and the data plan. YouTube Mobile was launched in June 2007 and uses RTSP streaming for the video. Not all of YouTube's videos are available on the mobile version of the site. Since June 2007, YouTube's videos have been available for viewing on a range of Apple products. This required YouTube's content to be transcoded onto Apple's preferred video standard, H.264, a process that took several months. YouTube videos can be viewed on devices including Apple TV and the iPhone. A TiVo service update in July 2008 allowed the system to search and play YouTube videos. In January 2009, YouTube launched YouTube for TV, a version of the website tailored for set-top boxes and other TV-based media devices with web browsers, initially allowing its videos to be viewed on the PlayStation 3 and Wii video game consoles. In June 2009, YouTube XL was introduced, which has a simplified interface designed for viewing on a standard television screen. YouTube does not usually offer a download link for its videos and intends that they are viewed through its website interface. A number of small videos, such as the weekly addresses by President Barack Obama, can be downloaded as MP4 files. Numerous third-party websites, applications, and browser plugins allow users to download YouTube videos. In February 2009, YouTube announced a test service, allowing some partners to offer video downloads for free, or for a fee paid through Google Checkout. Section 7, Localization. On June 19, 2007, Google CEO Eric Schmidt was in Paris to launch the new localization system. The entire interface of the website is now available with localized versions in 22 countries, including Australia, Brazil, Canada, the Czech Republic, France, Germany, Hong Kong, Israel, India, Ireland, Italy, Japan, South Korea, Mexico, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Poland, Russia, Spain, Sweden, the Republic of China or Taiwan, and the United Kingdom. The YouTube interface suggests which local version should be chosen based on the IP address of the user. In some cases, the message, quote, "This video is not available in your country," unquote, may appear due to copyright restrictions or inappropriate content. Plans for YouTube to create a local version in Turkey have run into problems, since the Turkish authorities asked YouTube to set up an office in Turkey, which would be subject to Turkish law. YouTube says that it has no intention of doing this, and that its videos are not subject to Turkish law. Turkish authorities have expressed concerns that YouTube has been used to post videos insulting to Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, and some material offensive to Muslims. In March 2009, a dispute between YouTube and the Performing Rights Society led to premium music videos being blocked for YouTube users in the United Kingdom. The removal of videos posted by the major record companies occurred after failure to reach agreement on a licensing deal. The Music Publishers Association described the decision as particularly disappointing. In April 2009, a similar dispute led to the removal of premium music videos for users in Germany. Section 8. See also. Alternative media. CNN YouTube presidential debates. comparison of video services, list of internet phenomena, list of YouTube celebrities, Rickrolling, user-generated content, viral video, YouTube awards, YouTube Live, and the company's portal. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.